The International Committee of the Red Cross says 43 million Europeans do not have enough food to eat. The Red Cross said its organizations in Europe are providing food aid to 3.5 million people. That's 75% more than 3 years ago. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies has also published a report saying some 120 million Europeans risk falling into poverty. The report says many people continue to suffer also in countries that are recovering economically. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Shabir Razvi, who is an economics expert, and he's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Razvi, thanks a lot for joining us now. What are the root causes of this increasing poverty?
Hello, good evening. The root cause, if one can sort of identify a particular cause, it really is the austerity measures across Europe, the increasing unemployment, and even those people who are in jobs at this moment are not having their salaries increased whilst inflation continues to bite into the salaries that they are earning. Unemployment, as we know, across Europe has significantly increased, although some economies in Europe are showing signs of recovery, but that recovery is not sufficient in reality to take people off the unemployment register. So that's one issue, if you like. Secondly, obviously, due to austerity measures, the support mechanisms that were there available through the welfare provisions are being cut to the bone. Take, for example, you know, this food shortage issue. It's not only affecting Eastern Europe or Southern European nations. It's becoming very clear. The report that you were referring to by the Red Cross also says that the same problem is prevalent in Luxembourg and Finland, which are seen to be perhaps more prosperous nations than other countries. And in UK, only today, our utility companies, one of the large utility companies, is going to increase the supply of gas by 10%, whilst inflation is only around 2 to 3%. So they're increasing the future cost of heating their homes in winter, three times that of inflation. So people will have choice as we are approaching winter in Europe, either to have food or to keep warm. It's either heating or eating. And the choice, when it comes down to that, people may keep warm but will not have sufficient food during the winter months across Europe. So it's a huge problem that the poor are facing. There are some estimates that out of 500 million Europeans, one in five will find some shortage of food during the coming months.
Right, Mr. Razvi, you say that the root cause of all of this poverty in Europe is the austerity policies, but was there a viable alternative to that policy?
Well, the viable alternative, many economists and other commentators have quite often said that rather than what we have done in the past, in the last 5 years since the economic crisis, to bail out the banks is to bail out the people, so that more infrastructure spending takes place, so that new houses are built, so that employment is created. Although we've had printing of money, quantitative easing, but it hasn't gone to those sectors of the economy where employment could have been created. It has gone to the banks, which really have squandered all the money that they have received without channeling to small businesses, who would have effectively created more employment, which in turn would have reduced the number of people claiming Social Security and relying on welfare benefits to survive and to feed themselves. So it's a very circular thing. It does that the methods that have been adopted have not been effective, and we are seeing the results of that 5 years later, where food poverty is becoming a real serious matter in Europe.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Shabir Rezvi speaking to us live from London.